Yehon Daf Mem. Daf Mem Omer Aleph, in the middle. Mor says again, Reb Doiso Oime Hoive Lefnei Ateva. This was the end part of the Mishnah, that we had a Machlekes in the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah it said that Reb Doiso Ben Hurkin is Oimer, Hoive Lefnei Ateva, somebody, the Shliach Tzibu, that goes to Davin on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Oimer Hachli Tzeinu Hashem Lekeinu Es Yoyim Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. He has to say that Hashem should help us, make us strong on Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Im Hayoyim, if today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Hashanah, Im Lomochor, on a Tanai, on Tzad, today is not Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is, so I mean to say tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh. Ulomochor, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says the same thing. Im Hayoyim, Im Emesh, he makes a Tanai, if today is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, then today should be the Tefillah of Achli Tzeinu Hashem Lekeinu. And if today is Choyel, I don't want the Tefillah to be today, but it should be yesterday. So Kitzi says on a Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh, we make, so he says two chidushim. One chidush is that on Rosh Hashanah you mention Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, and also you make a Tanai. Since there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh and 1 day is Chol, so you make a Tanai and say if the first day is Rosh Chodesh, I mean the Tefillah should be for today. If tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, then today is Chol, so it's like a Sheker. So he says, Chol, I don't want the Tefillah to be Chal today, but tomorrow I want the Tefillah to be Chal. And the Mishnah ends well, it says, Lahoit lechachomim. The Chum argue on Reb Doisa. The Chum say no. So now it's going to be a shal in the Gemara exactly what does the Chum argue on. Like we have two svaros argue. One, maybe they say Bechlau, like we do, and Rosh Hashanah, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh. Bechlau, we don't mention it. And the second thing is, no, maybe they're also asking you do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Just the tonight part you don't have to say. Like when we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we don't make it tonight to say if the first day is Rosh Hashanah, we want it to be Chal today. And if tomorrow is, then today shouldn't be. We don't make this tonight. So that's the Shiloh, what does the Rabbana Bingzich? On both halachis or only on the tonight? So the Gemara Omer Rabba, Ki Avinim Bei Rav Huna, when I was by Rav Huna, Iboilon, had a first Shiloh. What's the halacha? It's according to Chachom, according to the halacha. Do we have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not? Because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, so do we mention Rosh Chodesh also or not? One svar is kivun nachalukim b'masofin. Since the kabbonos are two different type of kabbonos, is me'lam rinam. You have to bring a special musaf for Rosh Chodesh and a special musaf for Rosh Hashanah. So it's a svar to mention both things separately in the musaf. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Zikaron echod oylo lekan ulekan. There's one zikaron that helps both for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. Like Rashi, Musun Sirach Rashi says, it says the word zikaron by both. So by saying one time Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, that helps for Rosh Chodesh also. So Rashi. Rashi learned Tivon the Chalukim b'Musafim Shemakrivin Musvei Rosh Chodesh or Musvei Rosh Hashanah. We have to bring two different types of kabbonis. Kedichsev milvad oila sachodesh. Like it says in the parsha of Rosh Hashanah, milvad, except for the oilas of a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring new kabbonis for Rosh Hashanah. So me lamrinam betfilo nami es yoim Rosh Chodesh hazeh vi es yoim hazikorin hazeh. You have to mention both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Or the other svar is no. Vibald zikorin echod zikrashi es yoim hazikorin hazeh. That goes in Rosh Hashanah. The rachmona kaya zikorin dichsev zichron trua. That Rosh Hashanah is called the Zichron. Over Rosh Chodesh at Rashi, Nami Ksev Ohoyu Lechem the Zichron. But Rosh Chodesh also says this in of the Zichron. So when we say Yom HaZikaron Hazeh Rosh Hashanah, that goes on Rosh Chodesh also. And that's the halacha, we don't say Rosh Chodesh, we only say Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. For this reason that Yom HaZikaron applies to both, for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. That's the Shiloh, do we have to mention both or no? Mar says, Omalei, I'll bring your Omalon, I'll bring your Raya. Omalon to Nisu, we learned. Says, Na Mishnah, Rebbe Doiser Oimer, Hoi Velefnei HaTeva. Somebody goes in Davins and Rosh Hashanah, you have to mention both. Yeah, and the Chobim say, No, Lahoideloi. So the Gemara, My love, Lahaskir, Lechur, the Chom, Lahoideloi, Dinzach, on a hunch altogether on Rebbe Doiser. And they hold that you don't have to mention at all. So Lechur, the Chobim say that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not mention at all Rosh Chodesh. So you should have a raya for now Mishnah. That's the pshat chom argue. So the Gemara tell you loy lahasnois. Maybe that the chom argue in the Mishnah, they only argue lahasnois. That's all. They just say that even though you have to mention on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, But you don't make it tonight to say on the first day, I'm only mentioning it if today is Rosh Hashanah. On the Tzad, today is Chol, I don't mean it today, but I mean it tomorrow. And that's a Chom Dingzich. You don't make Tanoim on Rosh Hashanah. Both days were Noig B'Torah's Kedushas Vadai, and on both days you say Yom HaZikaron Nazir. Maybe that's the whole Machlokes. But maybe, even according to Rabbonin, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So from Al Mishnah, we don't have a clear right to the Shaila. So the Gemara Hochin Nami Mistar, but there's also a Svara like this, to say that's all the Rabbonin are arguing, just in the Tanai Svarim. Midiktoni of a Brisa, since it says in the Brisa, V'chein ho Yerebi Doisa Oise, but Rosh Chodeshim Shakol Hashanah Kula. Reb Doisa used to be knowing on every Rosh Chodesh, throughout the whole year. He will have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. He made it Tanai also. And he said, that we say Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir, only if today is Rosh Chodesh. On the tzad that tomorrow is the real Rosh Chodesh, so today we're not mentioning it. That's Reb Doisa Shita. And the Chum argue on Reb Doisa a whole year, and they say, no, when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, it's like Materus Vadai, and both days you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir. So more like this now. Iyam mit Vishleim ala Hafnois. If you want to tell me the whole Machlekes now Mishnah is only a Machlekes of a Tanai, Mishum Hochi Lehoideloi. That's why the Chomim argue on Reb Doisa. Eli Yamrit, Lahaskir, but if you're going to tell me what the Machlekes is, if you have to mention it altogether or not, Amai Lehoideloi. Why weren't they Moida? Amai Lehoideloi. Why weren't they Moida? So Drashi. Drashi, my lab Lehoideloi, Lahaskir Koi. V'loi hoid lo lahaskir shirash chedesh Rosh Hashanah. Yen lahas nois, im ayem in lamochir el estama, leima, v'chein yem hamochris. Yev resh chedoshim shakol hashanah, shusofik im ivru bezdin. Yeah. So what's the Gemara saying now? Yes, that's good why they weren't my days. This is talking about why Rosh Chodesh the whole year. So now the whole year, apshita, Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention yem Rosh Chodesh hazir. So what's the pshat lo hoid lo? The Chom argue and say, no, we don't mention it. So you can't say they argue, say you don't mention Rosh Chodesh altogether. For Al Pshita, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So what could be the Machlokes? Only in the Tanai. Do you have to be Masna or not? Like, so then it's good. If the Machlokes is about the Tanai, it's good. That on a regular Rosh Chodesh, Reb Doisa says also you have to make a Tanai each day to say, I only mean it if today is really Rosh Chodesh. And the Rabbonim say no. On every Rosh Chodesh, if it comes out 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention both days Rosh Chodesh Azir. Eli Yarmut Lahask, if you can tell me the Machlokes, the Rabbanan only argue, not to even mention Rosh Chodesh, Amai Lehoideloi. Here by Rosh Chodesh of the whole year, what do you mean they're not Moida? Avad, in a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir. Like, how could you say the Chom argue on Rav Doisa? So the more of Yel, Amai Lehaskness, El, Amai, what do you want to tell me? The Machlokes is whether you have to make the Tanai or not. As everybody holds, you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir. Now the Shalom is, when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, do you have to mention both days B'Teres Vaday, or both days you have to make it Tanai? Or B'Zoy Lo Mali Leflugei B'Tarti. Why do I have to have a Machlokes 2 times Reb Dois Nechachomim? If it's the same Machlokes, then what? That you want to tell me now everybody's Moida that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So a regular Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah is the same Halacha. You have to mention Rosh Chodesh and both. The only machlokes is about the Tanai. When you have 2 days, do you have to stam say both days, like Yom HaZikaron v'Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir? Or no, according to Reb Doisa, you have to make it Tanai and say only mean it if today is really. If that's the machlokes, so what do they argue 2 times for? Why do they argue Zion Rosh Hashanah and Zion every Rosh Chodesh? It's the exact same machlokes. Anytime you have 2 days, do you have to make it Tanai or not? So tomorrow, that's not Shver Tzricha. Even if you tell me there's only machlokes about the Tanai part, everybody's masking, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. It's only Machlekes when you have the 2 days. Do you have to say the Tanai or not? Still, I need the Machlekes both places. De Yashmin and Rosh Hashanah, if I only have the Machlekes in our Mishnah, by Rosh Hashanah, have Amina Bohol Ka'amri Rabbon and Deloy. And by Rosh Hashanah, here the Rabbonin say, you don't make any Tanoim. But both days say Klo, Yoim Hazikoron Azev, Yoim Rosh Chodesh Azev. Why? Because if you're going to make it Tanai and Rosh Hashanah, people will come to be Mezalzel, and they say like a Monashach, really 1 day is Chil, only 1 day is Kodesh, so be Mezalzel a little bit. So Rosh Hashanah means Imach Tekinen Lay Sofik. If you're going to make it like Rosh Hashanah, 1 day is a Sofik only, Oslo Zazuzay Bisheni, there'll be Mezalzel in the second day. Avokiyamrin and Stomo Mechaskinen Lo Begdusha Sachas. when you say stam, both days, klo, like Yom HaZikaron is there, then people are knowing like both days are Vadi Kodesh. So the Svar is saying, Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't make any Tanoim. But better say both days, klo, Yom HaZikaron is there. That's what I say. That's where the Rabbanon argue on Reb Doisa. But on a regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the year, when it comes out 2 days, Rosh Hashanah Kula, aim a moida le Reb Doisa. Maybe the Rabbanon are moida to Reb Doisa to say that a regular Rosh Chodesh is not an Issa Malacha, stam an Indian to bring Kabonis to say Musaf, say hello. So maybe there you should make it tonight, like not to say Sheker, because really only 1 day is Rosh Chodesh. So by you saying it both days, 1 day is a Sheker. So maybe the Rabbanon should also say make it tonight. Kamashma, I need a second Machlekes. No, even on a regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the whole year, still the Rabbanon say don't make any Tanoim. No, we're knowing both days, but there is Vaday Rosh Chodesh. So you say Klo both days, Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazir. Vayetiviyit Mabaho. Or was it, let's only have the machloikis in the second case by regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the whole year? I would tell you, b'hokom Reb Doisa. Maybe only over here Reb Doisa says to say a Tanai. Because since it's only a weekday, regular Rosh Chodesh, so it's not such a zilzil if you make a suffix out of it. Avo b'hach. Mashenken and Rosh Hashanah, and the Moedel Huli Rabbonon, maybe Reb Doisa will be murdered to Rabbonon. That it's not Kedai to say that tonight in Rosh Hashanah, that people should come to be Mazazel in Rosh Hashanah, like you make in the Beteros only 1 day is Vaday, the second day is only a Sofik, so maybe Reb Doisa will be murdered to Tzricha. That's why I need a Machloikis in both cases. That in both cases, Reb Doisa still says, no, we make it tonight. Even on Rosh Hashanah, you can't say Stam both days, Yom HaZikaron is there, but you have to make it tonight. If today is Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying it. If today is not Rosh Hashanah, I don't mean it. That's Reb Doisa Shita. And the Rabbanon Shita is maybe the only argue you don't have to make it tonight. But it could be, the Rabbanon hold, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So the way we don't have any Raya to our first Shaila. According to the Rabbanon, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, we don't have a Raya. So the Gemara Meitzvah, come on, bring your Raya. Lishra Kasha. Meitzvah. Rosh Hashanah Shechalius B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah came out to be on Shabbos. It's a loch like this. Be'ishamai Oimrim Mispalel Eser. You have to daven 10 brochas in the Shemon Esrei of Musa. We'll soon see which 10. Oh, Be'isil Oimrim Mispalel Tisha. Be'isil says, no, just like on a regular Rosh Hashanah, Musa is 9 brochas. If Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you still only say 9 brochas. That's all. And but Beishamai Shita is, no, you have to have a special bracha for Shabbos and a special bracha for Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, on Shabbos, you have an extra bracha makes into 10 brachas. That's Beishamai Shita. So according to Beishamai, Rosh Hashanah has 9 by itself. If it comes out on Shabbos, you have a 10th one. Now the kasher is, V'yimisam, if you're going to tell me now that everybody holds on Rosh Hashanah, you also have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So according to the Beishamai, you see, anything special has a special bracha by itself. So the Yemiso, Beishamai, Achas Asor Miboilei. According to Beishamai, you should have to have 11 brachas. You should have to have one special bracha for Rosh Hashanah, one special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, one special bracha for Shabbos, and then you have the other 8. So I believe you should have to have 11 brachas. How come according to Beishamai, you only have to have 10 brachas? So Chorotzaraya, that Rosh Hashanah comes out of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to mention a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. This is the kasha. Let's see Rashi. Mispalo the Rashi Esem. Sholosh Rishonis said the regular first 3 brachas. The Gimel Achronis the regular 3 end brachas. Now we shall Shabbos b'fnei atzmai. Beishamai holds that on Shabbos you have to mention a special bracha for Shabbos. Harei Sheva, that's 7 brachas. O Kedushas Hayoim. Now for Rosh Hashanah you have to say a special bracha. V'kolim Malchis. Malchis goes with the Kedushas Hayoim of Rosh Hashanah. Harei Shemoni, you have 8 brachas. V'zichronis b'shoifrois, that's how you have 10 brachas. So regularly we only have 9 on Rosh Hashanah. Malchi is Zechronis and Shafiris. When it comes out on Shabbos, you have to be Meisav another bracha according to Beishamai. O Beisil Lomim No, Mispalo Tisha. The Koyalo Shabbos V'yomtiv Bracha Achas V'choisim Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'yom HaTikorin. The way we do. If it comes out on Shabbos, you don't make a special bracha. Then the same bracha for Rosh Hashanah, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'yom HaTikorin. Now, we are if you can tell me what's Rashi, Damascus, or Rosh Chodesh. Lebe Shammai, de Boilech, or Chad Brochel, of Neyatzmai, you'd alert me, Boilech. If you're going to tell me the Rabbanon, I'm going to Reb Doisa, that on Rosh Hashanah, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh. If you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, the Chodesh should be 11 brachas according to Lebe Shammai. So why is there only 10 brachas? Why don't you have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh? So Vishlem, if you're going to tell me that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately, so then it's good. Since you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh, you don't need a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. It's good, well, you only have 10 brachas. But this week in the Talmud, Rabbanan also say you have to mention a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. There should be 11 brachas then. Have the Gemara know. Omer Rav Zeiro, Shani Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh talk is different. That mitoch shekelo l'shachris v'yarvis, kelo nami b'musofim. Since the kelo shachris v'yarvis is kelo nami b'musofim. Nervous, that means on a regular Rosh Chodesh, when we daven Shacharis and Mariv, we don't say any special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. All we do is we just say Yalav Yovai. But there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So since there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh on Shacharis v'Yarvis, who adim, when you have to mention it in Musaf, it does need a special bracha by itself. As Mishleim is Shabbos, has a special bracha by itself on Shacharis and Arvis. Since it's a special bracha, Semeluhu Adin by Musaf, you have to mention a special bracha according to Beishamai. But Rosh Chodesh, that does not have its own bracha. Rosh Chodesh, you just say Yalav Yavoi, but you don't say its own bracha, so when it comes to Musaf, you do not have to have a special bracha for it. So therefore, Beishamai is also Maidim. Even if you're old, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, but it never needs its own bracha, Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi, Amar Rav Zeira. L'yoylam Tzarech Lahaskar, tell you, do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. But still, you do not need a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Not the pshat is that Rosh Hashanah's bracha helps for Rosh Chodesh. The mashma dechivon the Rosh Hashanah hainu Rosh Chodesh. To tell me, once you say Rosh Hashanah, that's the hainu hach like the other svarim, that you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. I'll tell you no. Do you have inami Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Even if it be a regular Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, v'lav Rosh Hashanah loy boy le bracha b'fnei atzmoi. Rosh Chodesh never needs its own bracha. Elo chaysim we end off mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael for Rosh Chodeshim. That's all you have to end off. But you never make a special bracha by itself for Rosh Chodesh. V'hilkach Rosh Hashanah nami and Rosh Hashanah chaysim mekadesh Yisrael v'yom atzikaron for Rosh Chodeshim. That when it comes out on Rosh Hashanah, Yitaka do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, but it's in one bracha, Yom HaTikaron and Rosh Chodeshim. Even though when it comes out on Shabbos, you need a special bracha for Shabbos and for Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Chodesh Moedah. But in Rosh Chodesh, he's Moedah, you don't have to have a special bracha. Why? Since by Shacharis and Mariv, there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, v'afilu b'shasha bosses. T'hivad y'afilu b'shamay p'shita lo andalei boi l'cho achad bracha l'yatzmoyin. So you have a mikle b'chol, en le bracha Shacharis v'yarvis, en le miyala v'yovei b'avoida. When Rosh Chodesh comes down in the middle of the weekday, the only thing we say special on Shacharis is only yala v'yovei, you don't have a special bracha. V'hilkach ki mikle b'shabbos, even when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, afilu man d'yom l'kamon, te b'shabbos le'mad chirinon. The Rosh Chodesh Bavoido, Ela Babrucha Sayyim, of a Michlu the Kalin of Labaf Nayatzmoy. Everybody's masking that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you don't have to have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Pshita, you just are Kalul in the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos, you also save Rosh Chodeshim. But you don't have to make a special bracha. So therefore, since Rosh Chodesh does not have its own bracha by Shacharis, therefore on Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah, even though you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to have its own bruch according to Beis Shammai. It's enough to be Kailo Rosh Chodesh with Rosh Hashanah together. So that's why the Shammai is Moida when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you only need 10 bruches and not 11 bruches. So the Gemara, Umi Yisle le Beis Shammai Kailo, there's Beis Shammai Bechal Hofen Esfar of Kailo, but Tanya we learned, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, Beishama Yungrim Mispalal Shmoina. Beishama says you have to make 8 brachas. Or Beisil Lemir Mispalal Sheva. And Beisil says no, you only make 7 brachas. But our koponim, you see according to Beishamai, that when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven 8 brachas. What do you mean 8 brachas? You have to have a special bracha for Shabbos and a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So here you see, according to Beis Shammai, whenever you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, it can eat its own special bracha. So I was like Kasha. I was like Kasha on the Man Yom before. The Chura from Beis Shammai, we have a Kolorai, he holds that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Because if you would have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, then why does he say there's only 10 brachas, there should be 11 brachas? Like, once you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, according to Beis Shammai, even Rosh Chodesh has its own bracha. So, B'zayit Shver, why do you say only 10 brachas on Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos? a special one for Shabbos. Why don't you have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh? Elamai, it's a kloraya that according to Beshamai, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So be a raya on Rosh Hashanah, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh at all. That's why you don't need a special bracha. So Drashi, does Beshamai hold that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos in Musaf, you only mention one bracha? He says, "Klo no, mispalu shemayna." You have to say Shal Rosh Chodesh, v'shal Shabbos. Over Musafim come, it's talking about Tfilas al Musaf, that you have to mention a special bracha according to Beshamai for Shabbos and a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So because of Rashi Kashia, according to Beshamai, it's a klo kashia on the other man the yomer. Ushmaminu, we have a klo raya. Kivon de b'shasha bosses called boy Beshamai. Bracha lo Rosh Chodesh. Uv Rosh Hashanah loy boy. The time mishum dizikaron the Rosh Hashanah oy loy. The pshat is, because on Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Ushmaminu, afilu michlola. You're not even kailu. You don't even have to mention in the same bracha yom Rosh Chodesh azeh. V'yad kurel amelay binyan. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So according to Vesham, now Korporim, you have this raya. Right. So the more of a kailu latzmoy tanoyi. Right. So the more of a kailu latzmoy tanoyi. And kailu itself is a machlokes tanoyim. If you have to mention Rosh Chodesh together or not, the svar of kailu. Trashu kailu latzmoy the shachris v'yarvis b'Rosh Chodesh shachal lius b'Shabbos. Has a regular Rosh Chodesh that comes out on Shabbos. On shachris, do you have to mention both or not? Do we mention in the bracha or Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh or not? So the more that's a tanoim, machlokes tanoim. The tanya Shabbos shachal lius b'Rosh Chodesh. If you have a Shabbos that came out on Rosh Chodesh, oy b'chol shemoyed, or else Rosh Chodesh came out on Chol Shemoyed, Shabbos came out on Chol Shemoyed. His Shabbos came out either on Rosh Chodesh, or else Shabbos came out on Chol Shemoyed. Is Alocha Arvis Shachris Mincha Mispalo Kedarkei Sheva? It's Shabbos. You have to say only the seven brachas of Shabbos. That's all. V'yoyimem Ein Hamoyru Bavoida. That's all. And in Avoida, or you say Yal V'yavoy. That's all. Nothing more. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the bracha of Shachris. You just say Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. You only say Yalav Yovei. So Drashi Tanoihi, Diyika Tana Dafilu Kedol Leslei. Eloi Me Yalav Yovei Bavoyde Kebachel. That's all. Aba Vavirchas Hayoyim Ein Aniska Klal Afilu Kedoloi. On Shabbos, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. You just say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and Rosh Chodesh is only in Yalav Yovei. It's not like we do the Maisa. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, he says not in Yalav Yovei, you say in Hoidoi, but in Moidim. Not by Ritzei, but you say Yalav V'Yavoi in Hoidoi in Moedim. V'yim lo yom, if you didn't say Yalav V'Yavoi in Rosh Chodesh or on Chol Hamoed, is Alocha Machziru Noisai. You have to daven over again. If you said Shachris without saying Yalav V'Yavoi, you have to daven over again Shachris. Over Musafim, what about Musaf? Again, we're talking about a Shabbos that came out either on Rosh Chodesh or came out on Chol Hamoed. When it comes to Musaf, Maschil B'Shal Shabbos. You start talking about Shabbos, say what Rashi says, V'titen lono es yom ha-menucha zeh. That's all. You just talk about Shabbos. O Messiah b'shal Shabbos. And at the end you just say also, Messiah Rashi means, Mekadesh ha-Shabbos, v'suloi. And the bracha all you say is Mekadesh ha-Shabbos. V'yoyim ha-kedushas ha-yoyim b'yemtza. In the middle of the bracha, then you do say, or Rosh Chodesh ha-zeh, or Chag HaSukkos ha-zeh, you do mention it. In the middle of the bracha, you do have to mention it. You don't say Yalav Yovei, but you mention it in the middle of the bracha. Avol Shachris v'Yarvis ain't a nichla afilu b'yemtza. Mashenke b'Shachris, you don't mention at all in the middle of any brachas. You just say Yalav Yovei. V'hai tana lesle koil Shachris v'Yarvis. This tana holds there's no din koil at all Shachris v'Yarvis. You do not mention in the bracha at all about Rosh Chodesh or Yom or Chol Hamoed. You just say Shabbos. That's all. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Noshe, Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch, Oimrim, they say like this, Kol Mokom Shezokut L'Sheva. Anytime you have to say seven brachas, that means you have to say Mekadesh HaShabbos, you daven either on Shabbos or a Yom Tov davening, is Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, you start off with Shabbos, or Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, V'Yoy Mekdusha Sayyoyim B'Yemtza. And you say the Kdusha Sayyoyim B'Yemtza. Hey, so the Kur, Kol Mokom means even Shachris. Even Shachris and Maariv, also you talk about Rosh Chodesh or Sukkis in the middle. But by the end of the bracha, you don't say it all. So Rashi, Komokam Shazokah L'Sheva, means Afilu Shachris V'Yarvis. It's Kedusha Soyom Shor Rosh Chodesh. Im Shor Shabbos, Goyen Es Yom Hamnuch Hazeh, V'Yes Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. V'Yem Moedhu, Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, V'Yes Yom Chag Ploni Hazeh. That's all we say according to these two mandiyomim. So the kids, according to both of these mandiyomim, when you end off the bracha, you never mention Rosh Chodesh. All you end off is just saying Mekadesh HaShabbos, according to both of them, even by Musaf. Hey, there's only Machlokes and Shachris, do you also mention in the middle of the bracha Rosh Chodesh and Chag HaSukkos, or you don't even mention that in the middle of the bracha? But both mandiyomim hold here, the end bracha, Zay by Musaf, Zay by Shachris, is only Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Rashi says, you should know, the psak is that of a mesechta deitza kabinon, hilkasa deloiki anitanoi. We pass can not like these two mandiyomim. Or the Messai may be shel Shabbos l'chudei. They both say you only end off shel Shabbos to Musafim. Elo, what do? Ask Kedusha Sayoim Boyelat Kuru Bechasima. We do mention Rosh Chodesh when we end off the brochon. And we say Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. Of Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodoshim. Hey, that's because the Gemara and Beitza, that's all we paskin. Hey, not like the two man yamim here in Ervin. Avol b'may dekoma, shachwes v'yarvis nospalo kadarkoi, v'yoyimim yein ha-moro ba'avoido, hilchos ha-kavosei. That yes. That in Shachris we don't end off Mekadesh HaShabbos b'Rosh HaChodesh, we just end off Mekadesh HaShabbos. And we only say yal v'yavi, that's all. That we do paskin. Now, v'gabe kredo de shachwes v'yarvis kabinan, ein hilchos ha-kois ha-zug. The army komakum shazaka l'sheva kailo perik shen the beitza. That we do not paskin kailo by shachris and arvis. Hey, shachris for arvis. When Shabbos comes out of Rosh Chodesh, you just end off the bracha mekadesh haShabbos. The only thing special you say in shachris is only yalav yovei, not more. Mashtenkin, when it comes to Musaf, that we paskin not like the two man yom here, but by Musaf we do hold the end off the bracha mekadesh haShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yazmanim. That we do say. But I call part of Frati Gemara by us. The more my heavy law, what's the maskon on the gate tower Shiloh? So Rash learns Ma'ala Haskir Shel Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. The original Shiloh, on every Rosh Hashanah, do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh or not? What's the maskon? And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, Zikoron Echod Oiloloi Lekanu Lekan. No, all we just say is Yom HaZikoron Hazeh, and that includes Rosh Chodesh also. V'cheino HaMarab HaZikoron Echad Oilolo Lekan Lekan. Just saying one Zikoron, that helps for both. That's why we hold that one Zikoron helps for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Right. So tomorrow, V'yom HaRabo Ki Hevinim Bei Rav Huna. When I was by Rav Huna, Iboilo, Mukler HaShailo, we asked the Shailo, Ma'o Loi Mezman Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim. Do we have to say a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Alf Mataras the Yain, Alf the Chag from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, do you have to say a Zman of a Shechiyonu? Hey, just like on Sukkot and Pesach, we say a Shechiyonu. The Shaila, what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What's the Shaila? Kivun the Zman, Lizman, Osi, Amrinun. About it comes in a time, comes once a year, comes in a special time. So Mela doesn't, it's not often, it comes in a long time. Mela, after you say it, to say a Shechiyonu. I do ma kivon de la ikra regolim lo yamrinin. Since it's not called a regal, hey, the gimel regolim are only Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, not Rosh Hashanah. So maybe Hashech Yonah was telling the regolim. It's not telling Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So that's a shaila. So you have to say Rosh Chodesh. You have to say Hashech Yonah or not on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara lo yehavet biyodi. He didn't know what the answer was. He didn't know if you have to say zman or not. So the Marquiosi Bei Rav Yehuda, when they went to Rav Yehuda, Omar Ano, he said like this, and he Omar Ano Akro Charato Nami Amin Zman. Even when I eat, first you learn when I eat a new peri, here's a pumpkin, I eat a new pumpkin, a new akro, I make a bracha, make a shechiyonu. So here you see, it's not totally a din in a regal. You have to have a tremendous simcha like regolim to come. It's not a din in a yomtiv. So then anything that comes in zman lizman, when it comes, you have to make a shechiyonu. So just like I make a Shechiyonu on a new peri, the Churavada and Rosh Hashanah, she have to make a Shechiyonu. So Drashi Akro Chadato, Kishani Roya, the last Chadoshim, Mishon Lashona, Amino Zman. When I see the new peri, I make the Bracha. So Rashi says, Yivai says, when you see it, you can make the Bracha. Who Adin, if you didn't make it, when you see it, who Adin, the first time you eat it, also you can make the Bracha Shechiyonu. So I call upon him Shiti, you should make a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah. And with the Gemara like this, Omalei Rishus, Loikomi Boili. Avad, if you want to, you could say a Shechiyonu. Just like on a peri, a new peri, it's only Rishus. Mashma, there's no chayiv to do it. There's no chayiv. It's Rishus. If you want to, you have Hano, the new peri, you make a Shechiyonu. But a chayiv is takenat. Now, kikomi boiler, what's my shiloh? Chayva. Is there a chayiv to say a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah? Hey, so on the Gimel Regolim, there's a chayiv.
when you, with the beginning of the Yom Tov, we say it by Kiddush, there's a chayv to say a Shechiyonu. And if you didn't say it the first day, you have to say it, you say it throughout the whole Yom Tov. Anytime you remember, throughout the Yom Tov, you say a Shechiyonu. Because there it's a chayv to say it. So the shalav is, does Rosh Hashanah have this chayv? Or no, Rosh Hashanah just a Rishus? If you want to, yes, if not, not. That was the shalav. What's the halacha? Omalei, Rav Shmuel Yarmatzeli.